Age Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Government and Netra Bikram Chanda Lead Group seal three-point agreement today. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Arial clarifies there is no shortage of chemical fertilizers and at least 38 people killed in Myanmar anti-coup protest. Now the news in detail. A three-point agreement has been signed between the government and the Netra Bikram Chand led group in order to resolve all political matters through the medium of talks. Issuing a joint press release today, coordinator of government team Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa and coordinator of Chand led group Khadga Bahadur Biswakarma informed in this regard. With the agreement, the Chand led group would run all its activities peacefully and the ban imposed by the government on its activities has been lifted. The press release mentioned about the lifting of the ban imposed upon activities of Chand led group, releasing its all detainees and withdrawing the case. Details of the agreement would be made public on Friday at 2 p.m. amid a special function. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and the group's General Secretary Chand are scheduled to address the event. Early on Wednesday, there was a series of dialogues between the group and the government talks team at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Arial has clarified that there is no shortage of chemical fertilizers. Addressing the program organized in the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development today, Minister Arial said there will be no shortage of chemical fertilizers as the ministry has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Minister Arial said that the immediate, medium and long-term strategies will be formulated for the smooth supply of fertilizers. Similarly, Secretary of the Ministry Dr. Yogendra Kumar Karki said the process of storing fertilizers in the seven provinces has been started. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paurel has said the Nepali Congress could support the Nepal Communist Party, the Hal Nepal Group, to form a government. Speaking in a news conference organized by Nepal Press Union Chitwan today, he said the Congress should take the country out of the political crisis by supporting other parties, stating that it was not easy for the party president Sher Bahadur Deuba to run the government in the present situation. He said he was not trying to stop Deuba from becoming the prime minister, but he wanted to stress on was to come to a conclusion after consultations as to what would be good for democracy and the system. The main opposition Nepali Congress has called its parliamentary party meeting for Friday to discuss about the contemporary political issues. Whip of the party Puspa Pusal said that the meeting will discuss about the party's stand in the House of Representatives. At the time, House has been restored and session has been summoned by the President for the 7th of March. Loss amounting rupees 400 million has been reported in the fire incident that took place at Doban Bazar of Taplejung. The fire had completely destroyed houses along with nearby shops, cardamom store and other physical structures. Chief Administrative Officer of Meringden Rural Municipality, Dambar Angdambe, added it took a long time to assess details of a loss triggered by the fire incident. The task force entrusted with the responsibility for gathering details of a loss after the fire incident came up with their assessment last night. The fire that took place on Tuesday had destroyed 49 houses. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said that the weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with the occurrence of light rainfall at some places of the hilly region of the country today due to the influence of the westerly wind. Meteorologist Raju Pradhangana said that the impact of the westerly wind will remain till Saturday. The division said that the sky in the hilly region of province number 1 is now partly to generally cloudy, while the weather in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces is now partly cloudy. Similarly, the hilly areas of the country will remain partly to generally cloudy towards the afternoon, and there is possibility of light rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 38 people were killed in Myanmar on a Wednesday in what the UN described as the bloodiest day since the coup took place a month ago. UN envoy to Myanmar Christine Skanner Bergener said there was shocking footage coming out of the country. Witnesses said security forces opened fire with rubber and live bullets. Mass protests and acts of civil disobedience have been seen across Myanmar since the military seized power on 1st of February. Protesters have been calling for an end to military rule and the release of the country's elected government leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, who were overthrown and detained in the coup. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping up the headlines once again. Government and Netha Bikram Chand, the lead group, sealed three-point agreement today. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Padma Kumari Arial clarifies there is no shortage of chemical fertilizers and at least 30 people killed in Myanmar anti-coup protests. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.